This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're entering the marketplace of liberty. The conservative cartel starts right now. Here are your hosts, Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, just when you think that the left can't get any more out of their mind goofy, they do. It's like they got to keep one-upping themselves. And the big story today that we're going to start off with, Robert Mueller. He's telling the Trump legal team that a presidential subpoena could be on the way. Welcome to the conservative cartel this hump day. Woo, woo. Oh, sorry, got a little excited. I'm feeling good. Matt Locke, Chris X on the other side of the microphone. We are here with you for the next 2 hours of conservative greatness. And if you'd like to be part of all of that, you may. We'll let you. You can call the Patriot Mobile Hotline, 202-866-7466. We got a presidential subpoena, Chris. We've got Mueller questions that were leaked. Donald Trump's all in for congressional term limits. That's kind of nice. Facebook is back at it again. They want to rank news organizations by trustworthiness. Just like they
truthiness.
Just like they put Mark Zuckerberg under oath on Capitol Hill.
Oh, wait, that last part wasn't exactly right.
Fake news?
A little fake news.
A little fake news. Kind of Lisa Rice.
He wasn't under oath, was he?
No, he wasn't. But Diamond and Silk was. I mean, they're on Facebook, and they're unsafe to the community. We talked about it yesterday. What was it? Diz Dally Doo-Doo or one of the posse of Snoop Dogg?
Dax Dillinger or something.
There you go. Diz Dally. I like Diz Dally better. Diz Dally Doo-Doo was on Instagram yesterday threatening Kanye West, who, by the way, I mean, we're not even going to talk about this. But Kanye West come out and said 400 years of slavery was a choice.
Once again, we mentioned he's a bit of a contrarian. He's going to continue to go in whatever other direction that they're attacking him in. He's going to continue to go the other way. That's how he works.
Well, my question to you was, does he have an album coming out? I mean, is there something going on? You need some pub? I mean, there's a lot of Kanye in the news these days.
He really likes, I don't even know if he's doing it just for the pub, but you're right. He may have an album coming out. If not, he's doing what Kanye does, and that is not what they expect him to do. Whatever it is they want him to do, he's not going to do it.
Yeah, and as he should. I think it's fantastic. That's what I would do. I'd be a contrarian, too. Take that, liberal media. That's right. But anyway, we got Condoleezza Rice telling Donald Trump, hey, you've done well so far, but don't get too far into this whole North Korean thing. Don't screw it up, Don, even though you got where you got to. So we're going to get to that. Yeah. You sent an article, which I think is fantastic, by the way. This backlog of illegal immigration court cases is now over 1 million cases.
When I was looking at the numbers, I was like, what?
That's astounding, dude. That literally is astounding, and we wonder why we need a border wall. I mean, we wonder why we need a sovereign country and some kind of security on that wall. I mean, 1 million? Cases in backlog for illegal aliens.
It's crazy.
And if we have time, by the way, we're going to get to this smelly, dirty San Francisco. And Jerry Brown believes that Vice President Pence is the problem on illegal aliens, not illegal aliens.
Of course, Mr. Moonbeam would think that there's a bigger threat from Vice President Pence than actually dirty heroin needles lining the streets of his crappy city that everybody loves. San Francisco used to be a nice place.
Dude, they're going to spend $13 million just to clean up needles in San Francisco.
I mean,
that's insane.
But it's pretty clear that Mike Pence is the bigger threat.
Yeah, he is. And by the way, if you want to be part of all of this, the Patriot Mobile Hotline is open, 202-866-7466. We'd love to hear from you. By the way, head over to theconservativecartel.com. Become a VIP. We're giving away that Diamondback firearm, which is coming up Friday. The NRA convention is in town, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Can't wait for that here in Dallas. But we are going to give away that fantastic AR-15. For those of you watching on the Conservative Cartel Facebook page, the Liberty Eagle, the Twitter, the Periscope, the YouTube, wherever the heck you're watching the video, you see it up there on the screen right now. For those of you on the USA Radio Network, it's fantastic. It's made in America. Diamondback Firearms, fantastic American company. Get over to DiamondbackFirearms.com. Find them on all their social media outlets, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, wherever the heck they're at. Follow them. We are giving that gun away, and you have until tomorrow to sign up for that. Just saying.
And to sign up, you got to go to theconservativecartel.com.
That's right.
And register as a VIP, which is a little pop-up window that pops up when you get there. Register as a VIP. You won't get spammed. You'll get discounts on hats like what Matt is wearing or the little sticker decal.
I got my sticker right there. See, there's my sticker for those of you watching.
He does have a sticker. I've got a sticker as well.
They're fantastic. $4.99. Look at it. There's Chris's sticker.
It's beautiful.
$4.99. Shipping's included unless you live in Texas and you have to pay a little bit of tax.
Or if you go register as that VIP, you get automatically registered to win that AR-15, and you get a discount on stuff, too.
What?
So,
there's discounts?
There's discounts.
Oh, my God. You can't give all that stuff away, Chris.
Sexual chocolate gets in.
I know. He's crazy.
You can't stop
him. Sexual chocolate's crazy.
You can only hope to contain him. That's all that you can do.
He's back in full. He's in there stretching, though. Right now he's stretching. He's getting ready for whatever comes in the next 2 hours.
Okay. Well, you know, it's funny because you're right. I mean, there could be some dancing today. I'll just say this. There's a Trump tweet from 38 minutes ago. He goes on, all caps, new book, a must read. Quote, the Russia hoax, the illicit scheme to clear Hillary Clinton and frame Donald Trump by the brilliant Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett. A sad chapter for law enforcement, a rigged system.
Oh, my goodness. This is going to be, I'm telling you, we do our show prep every day, and then Donald Trump goes to Twitter and blows the whole show up. I mean, it's fantastic, but
it's what he does.
Chris, here's what we're looking at. I've been thinking about this all last night, because we do our show prep the night before, and we get our stories together, and then, of course, we get in here in the morning, we see what's changed, and everything has happened, but
yeah.
Robert Mueller, this investigation to nowhere, this bridge to nowhere, has now told Trump's legal team that they may be seeing a presidential subpoena.
This is very...
Wait a minute. I want to make some points here.
Yes.
Because I remember a subpoena for 33,000 emails. Do you remember that subpoena?
I don't remember any servers that were done illegally, that there were emails that got bleach-bitted and didn't get turned over.
Any Blackberries that got hammered with a ball-peen hammer. I mean, do you remember any of that stuff?
Yes, I do. And we're talking about Hillary Clinton, who, once again, they subpoenaed those emails, and they were never turned over, were they?
Never!
In fact, after they were subpoenaed, they were bleach-bitted to try to make sure no one over at the Justice Department was able to get a hold of them.
Yeah! And here we are with Mueller saying, I'm going to subpoena you. And the amazing thing is, it's not over collusion. It's over something else. It's over obstruction of justice.
Obstruction of what justice? What are they obstructing?
Well, that's the whole thing, because we know. I mean, I've got this. We've got another story in behind this, the Mueller questions. We're going to get to this.
Yeah, here's the thing. I've looked at these questions. I look at this.
They're unbelievable.
I still don't know if I believe these are real. How is this real?
Right. One of the questions, Chris, one of the questions is, It's a conspiracy theory that Trump intervened in the process of drafting the Republican Party's 2016 platform to weaken its stance on the Russian invasion of Ukraine, which is absolutely the exact opposite of what happened.
Well, and once again, yes, there's a lot of stuff in these questions. Once again, how is this even real? How did this actually get? What's going on? You've got people saying Trump leaked them. You've got people saying somebody else leaked them. When we say things have gone full retard as a country,
they're past full retard.
We blew
through that stop sign.
Oh yeah, when we win the Trumpocalypse, we're way past that now. We're head on into the Trump. I'm surprised there are not zombies walking around eating people at this point, because the insanity that goes. So you've got. Let's get back to your original point. Special Counsel Robert Mueller told President Trump's legal team that he could subpoena the president to appear before a grand jury if Trump refuses an interview with Mueller's team. This is according to Trump's former lead attorney talking to the Associated Press last night. John Dowd told the AP that
former
Mueller,
President Trump attorney.
Yes. He told the AP that Mueller raised the possibility of a subpoena during a meeting with Trump's legal team in March. And according to accounts of the meeting first reported by the Washington Compost, confirmed by Fox News, Dowd retorted, this isn't some game. You are screwing with the work of the President of the United States.
Well, and Chris, we need the Trump voice here. Because his tweet 52 minutes ago says this. You got to read this. Questions are intrusion. Read that bad boy.
Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump. The questions are an intrusion into the president's Article 2 powers under the Constitution to fire any executive branch employee. What the president was thinking isn't outrageous as to the president's unfettered power to fire anyone. Joe DiGenova, former U.S. attorney.
Wow.
He's angry. He's mad. He's tweeting.
Well, and look, he's right. The president has Article 2 powers to fire anyone in the executive branch.
The other thing,
anyone.
Yes. I thought everyone knew that, but I'm wrong because we do understand a lot of people don't know some of the idiosyncrasies within politics and political powers. But once again, we got to step back. They want us at this point to believe that the president is tweeting out all of these falsehoods,
right,
which would be easily verifiable at a certain point. So there's that. Secondly, since he's been elected president, I can't think of one thing he's tweeted out that has been false. Unless he'll every now and then he'll ask questions,
right,
whatever.
But he's a Covfefe.
Yeah, or Covfefe, whatever.
Yeah,
but which we've all learned that Covfefe is true.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
But then to go back right before that, 3 hours ago, Trump tweeted out, there was no collusion, it is a hoax. There is no obstruction of justice. That is a setup and a trap. What there is negotiations going on with North Korea over nuclear war, negotiations going on with China over trade deficits, negotiations on NAFTA, and much more. Witch hunt.
He's absolutely right. Look at what President Trump has gotten accomplished with zero help from anybody.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
He sits there and he hits on it. North Korea, negotiations with China, the trade deficit, negotiations on NAFTA. I mean, you start looking at this stuff, Donald Trump has gotten a boatload of stuff done.
He really has, and they hate it. And once again, if you're a Democrat, all of this leads to bad things for them for either the midterms or his reelection, which at this point where it looks like I think what it is these people are looking at the point just going, you know what, he's going to steamroll into a reelection. We've got to continue to do something to try. At this point, the witch hunt couldn't be a better term because they've already pretty much admitted there was no collusion.
Right.
So we're just going to keep tripping and trapping and try to get him to make some kind of mistake so we can get him on something.
Well, and that's exactly why they want President Trump to sit down with Mueller. They want President Trump to sit down so that he trips up and they get him on some kind of technicality because they have zero. They have nothing. They have nothing that will stick. We've got the intelligence communities and the House Intelligence Committee saying, look, we've interviewed, we've talked. Now, I'm going to tell you what. All of this is ramping up because the full IG report is due out at any time.
There's that, but and also we got to go back to the remember when Donald Trump was going after McCabe, and it turned out everything he said was true. Remember when he's going after James Comey? Turns out everything he said was true. Turns out, remember Hillary Clinton that he went after on Twitter? Remember Peter Strzok and Lisa Page?
Yeah.
Remember all of Debbie Wasserman Schultz and her mystery IT guy? All the people that he's gone after on Twitter have proven to be the clowns that he went after them on Twitter. Once again, at a certain point, I hate to say this, but at a certain point, we're going to see Bob Mueller on that Twitter feed. It's going to be very similar.
Well, and that's what the left is scared of, Chris. I mean, we got more to come. Don't go anywhere. The left is scared to death that Trump is going to out Mueller for what this is. There's nothing there. This is all they've hung their hat on. This is all they've got to go by. Hey, look, if you want to be part of this conversation, here's how you do it. The Patriot Mobile Hotline is open. 202-866-7466. Don't go anywhere. Hump Day, the Conservative Cartel. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
In the middle. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, PrepareWithWayne.com. PrepareWithWayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or PrepareWithWayne.com. Wayne Alaroot here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and it sure changed my game. I feel great. As you know, energy is the name of my game. Energy is the foundation of my success. I can't tell you how much energy I have because of Life Change Tea. Thank you, Life Change. How does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, and bacteria. Let's face it, our food was different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, nourishment for the body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food. No wonder we feel run down. Just go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW and they'll ship it free. Get ready for more energy. I drink it every day. Not available in stores. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW for free shipping. You'll be glad you did.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The Conservative Cartel. Now, here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. I am Chris X. Along with Matt Locke, we are here live, ready to take your phone calls. If you want to get involved, you want to weigh in on this Bob Mueller
witch hunt.
Which I guess that's the only thing we can really call it at this point. This subpoena. He wants to issue a presidential subpoena, supposedly. We'll see about that. Or I guess we'll start slowly but surely getting into these questions as well.
Yep.
That have been leaked from I just can't even. We'll go there. If you want to join us, the Patriot Mobile hotline is open. 202-866-7466. That is 202-866-7466. Okay, in the last segment, Matt, we were talking about this subpoena. So we've had subpoenas in the past, in fact, in recent months,
yeah,
that came out over a certain political candidate who was running against Donald Trump. Nothing was done. Nothing happened. Yeah. Those emails weren't turned over.
No.
So, in fact, they did everything they could. And in fact, I think some of them ended up on a pedo's laptop. I'm just saying, a guy named Wiener.
Yeah.
So
a guy named Wiener. That's right.
We'll go with that.
Not on a guy's wiener, just a guy named Wiener.
No, not on a guy's wiener.
Right.
on a guy named Wiener. Because if it was on a Wiener, then it would be like a hot dog. He could be at a game. He could eat it and easily dispose of the evidence.
Right.
Instead of smashing them with ball-peen hammers like the Clinton team did to their iPads and their BlackBerries and all of those things.
Nothing screams guilty like a ball-peen hammer.
I don't know, man. I think it really screams innocent when they say, hey, we'd really like to look at those emails. And the
Hold
next
on.
Thing they do,
yep.
smash,
whack,
smash,
whack,
smash,
whack,
smash.
Whack. Oh, we're good. Here you go.
Hold on. I'm not done. I got this big jug of bleach bit I'm going to pour all over the server.
Yeah.
I know that's not how it works. Because you wipe it, like, you know, with a cloth.
Yeah.
You guys remember that? So, yeah. So there's all this. But now they're saying Bob Mueller, well, he has the ability. And I guess
authority.
Technically he could. He could try to subpoena the president.
And he could. I mean, it's not out of his purview. I mean, it's crazy to think about. Remember the subpoenas that went to the FBI for the information on all the stuff that was going on there that finally we got from Rosenstein on the memos? I mean, the Comey memos, they had a subpoena on that. They finally got that about a year and a half later.
So they got that. And what about, didn't they have to subpoena some, how did they get the text messages between Lisa Page and Peter Strzok?
The ones that came up missing or the ones that actually were there? Or
it's like 100,000 of them, I don't know.
God, that's a lot.
That's a lot of texting.
I know. I don't.
I mean, they talk about Trump texting a lot. Hold on, I'm tweeting. My God, what were Lisa Page and Mr. Strzok doing? Is that all they did was text?
Well, they might have been doing other texting. You never know.
Oh,
they were lovers.
They were lovers.
Yes.
They were doing some texting.
They were texting behind the scenes.
What's amazing is think about this for a second. And once we go through this constantly. Think about right now they're still going after Trump, supposedly on Russian collusion, which it seems to be anything but. But they're doing this. Meanwhile, over at the FBI. This is where Bob Mueller is.
Right.
They had to get rid of Andrew McCabe. He was told to step down. Then he was fired because we know he lied multiple times. They fired James Comey. Now we know he lied, too, and was leaking information. You had Bruce and Nellie Orr.
Classified information, by the way.
Classified information. Good point. You had Bruce and Nellie Orr. Bruce was one of the top guys over the FBI, and his wife worked for Fusion GPS, the one who produced that stupid dossier that has been widely disproven.
What?
You got... Yeah, there's that. And then there's also Peter Strzok and Lisa Page who said they were going to do everything they could to stop the president from getting elected. And then once he was elected, everything they could to do to get him out of office. These people were at the FBI. Now you've got Bob Mueller saying, we're going to issue a subpoena.
On what? Here's the question. What's the crime?
Is it Russian collusion?
Well, I thought he was cleared of Russian collusion. Didn't Rod Rosenstein say he wasn't a target?
Oh, that's right. Well, obstruction of collusion that doesn't exist?
Yeah, it could be close.
I don't know, I'm just going to keep doing my voice like that because I want to kind of keep going up like this.
You're doing the Matlock Squeaky voice.
I think I feel like this is what they're doing every time over at the FBI because they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. Patriot Mobile Hotline is open, 202-866-7466. I'm Chris X. That's Matlock. We'll be right back.
This is the Conservative Cartel.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A lawsuit filed by the father of a school shooting victim in South Florida. Andrew Pollack says, in part, his lawsuit aims to expose a man he calls a coward. The now former resource officer at the school in Parkland, Scott Peterson.
We're in it to bring out the incompetence so we could prevent this happening at another school.
Pollack's wrongful death lawsuit filed yesterday. His lawyer says of the officer's failure to enter the building and confront the gunman that day.
They're supposed to have incredible aptitude and, most of all, courage.
Ian Pollack spoke on NBC's Today show. Pollack says he doesn't want money but wants to expose Peterson as a coward who could have stopped the massacre that killed 17, including his 18-year-old daughter, Meadow. Many high school students today will walk out of their classrooms in support of the Second Amendment. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The Conservative Cartel. Here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, welcome back to the Hump Day edition of the Conservative Cartel. Alongside of Chris X, I am Matt Locke. If you'd like to be part of the program, here's how you do it. The Black Rifle, Patriot Mobile Hotline is open. 202-866-7466. Would love to hear anything you'd like to talk about. We're talking about the Mueller subpoenas and everything else, but it is that time again, guys. The Conservative Cartel honoring our heroes, and this morning we honor Police Officer Rogelio Santander Jr. Now, Police Officer Rogelio Santander Jr. succumbed to a gunshot wound sustained while he and two other officers attempted to arrest a shoplifting suspect at the Home Depot store at Forest Central Drive here in Dallas. An off-duty officer working overtime at the store and the store's loss prevention officer had detained a subject who attempted to shoplift in the store. During the investigation, it was determined the man had an outstanding felony warrant, and an off-duty police officer requested additional units. Officer Santander and another officer arrived at the store and remained with the subject in the loss prevention office as the off-duty officer confirmed said warrant. That's Officer Santander. And the other officer attempted to place the man in custody. He drew a handgun from his pocket and shot both officers and the loss prevention officer, critically wounding all three. The man fled the scene but was located later in the day following a vehicle pursuit. Both wounded police officers and the loss prevention officer were transported to a local hospital where Officer Santander succumbed to his wounds the following morning. Now, Officer Santander was 27 years old. He had 3 years on the force. His badge was 10934. Officer Santander, we appreciate your service, and we honor our heroes here on the Conservative Cartel.
And this story, I mean, thank God for Raylo Santander Jr., and thank you for your service, and as well as the other police officers. The story infuriates me. And the reason why is we're seeing this kind of stuff over and over and over again with the devaluation of the lives of police officers. We have sitting members of Congress, people that are now going, well, they volunteered for this. No, they didn't volunteer to die. They're protecting American citizens, you clowns. And it infuriates me. Rest in peace, Officer Santander. My God, he's a hero.
And they all are. I mean, the blue here at the cartel, we say this and we mean it, and we just don't do this. I mean, we cannot honor these young men and women who selflessly give their lives for the safety of others. They don't deserve to die. They don't. Mm-hmm. They didn't choose to die. They chose to protect your community.
Protecting others.
That's right. They chose to do that. They didn't choose to die, and that's where we're at. But the funeral was yesterday in Dallas, so. You know, I wanted to make sure we honored him since we are here in the Lone Star State. So there you go. But, Chris, we've been discussing this potential presidential subpoena from Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller.
Yeah.
Now, we've called out the hypocrisy of obviously the subpoenas that were given to the Hillary Clinton campaign. We've never seen the hacking of the DNC server. We've never seen 33,000 emails of Hillary Clinton's. We haven't seen Blackberries, iPads. We've never seen any of that. But Robert Mueller has the balls to come out and say that if President Donald Trump doesn't show up to this hearing, investigation, questioning,
meeting,
whatever you're going to call it, he's going to subpoena Trump for the information. Now, the New York Times published a list of questions Monday that it said were prepared by Special Counsel Robert Mueller to ask President Donald Trump. So they were leaked. Now, we're starting to find out very quickly, Chris, that the questions got leaked by the Trump legal team.
Is that confirmed at this point?
It seems to be. I've read several articles stating they were the only other people that had it other than Mueller. So it's either Mueller or the Trump legal team.
Or someone on the Trump team. By the way, and we touched on this, and I want us to end the whole subpoena story with something that we mentioned, and I actually heard a little bit of Rush Limbaugh yesterday, and he was saying the same thing, because before he even said it, I was screaming it. You know what? If Trump does go and sit down and talk with Bob Mueller, the first thing he should demand is an acquittal letter from the FBI before the investigation is done.
Right.
And also that it should not be under oath, just like Hillary Clinton wasn't under oath. And as you mentioned, when she met with the – oh, wait a minute. Remember when she met with the FBI? Remember she had her attorneys with her?
Yeah.
And remember it wasn't under oath? And these were the attorneys that didn't get raided, that were given immunity?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so once again, he should get all of the same privileges that she was given when he goes and does this.
Well, and there's many questions in here. There's like six or seven of them.
I heard there was like 40 different questions total.
Total, okay. I had not heard that. But it's seven or eight have leaked out. And we're finding out right now that possible questions may cover Trump's interactions with key figures in the Russian saga, including James Comey, Jeff Sessions, Mike Flynn, just to name a few, which we now know, by the way, I was just perusing Drudge at the break. They've delayed that hearing yet again. They've delayed that sentencing because we now know, Chris, well, at least the FBI tells us, that Mike Flynn may not have lied.
What do you mean he may not have lied? Well, he might not have actually lied. They went through and were tightening the screws on him, and then they were going after his son. They were destroying the man, so what did he do? I'll say whatever you want me to say. Let's just get this done and leave my son alone.
Yep.
And that's how they operate.
Yep.
These are the thugs that were running things for 8 years before Trump. And we saw what they did with the IRS.
Yep.
We've seen what they did on multiple fronts going after these people. Well, and once again, here's the other thing, too, with Mike Flynn. We know no matter what ends up happening when this is said and done, he's either going to get commuted or he's going to get a pardon, most likely.
I mean, and look,
he didn't do anything.
In the same thing, I think, can go for Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, because some of the queries also touch on Trump's businesses and his discussions with said Michael Cohen. About a possible Moscow real estate deal. Remember, because Trump bought a house and then sold it to the Russians 19 years ago, and now that's up for debate. Even though Trump didn't even know he was going to be running for president 19 years ago.
He was planning, Matt. He knew.
What, he knew?
Yeah, he was prepared.
I mean, stable genius, I'm telling you. He is a stable genius, by the way. But look, I mean, you got questions touching on Cohen, which I think the same thing, Chris. I think you're going to see with Flynn, like you said, there's going to be either he's going to commute the sentence. Thank you. There's the word I was looking for. Or he's going to pardon him. I think he's telling Michael Cohen the same thing. I don't know that for a fact.
Yeah.
But Michael Cohen has taken the Fifth. He's pleading the Fifth Amendment, which is to not, if you're not familiar with the Bill of Rights, which you should be in the first 10 amendments, that's the Fifth Amendment is not to self-incriminate. So he's not going to say anything to get himself into trouble.
It's interesting. We find ourselves in times where it's remarkably similar. And I know it's different. Things are always different, but it's remarkably similar to, I don't know, about 9 years ago before Barack Obama became our president. Remember when George W. Bush was president and he was a complete moron idiot who couldn't speak English and he said nuclear and he was a complete idiot except when he was an evil, diabolical genius trying to take over the world and destroy all of our rights.
Did you just like quote Austin Powers?
I think I did.
I think you did, too. I mean, but you're right, Chris. It's amazing to sit here. I mean, the left wants to tell you that Trump is a dunce, that he doesn't know what he's doing. We're going to talk about Condoleezza Rice in North Korea in hour two about, you know, Trump and this whole dealing with peace and everything that's happened. But they all want to tell you, the left wants to say, oh, you know, Donald Trump doesn't know what he's doing. Doesn't have any clue. He's stupid. He's dumb. He's an idiot. And then all of a sudden, in the next breath, they're like, oh, he's this crazy genius that's he's done all of these fantastic things that have led to this position. And, you know, he's possible questions of Russia collusion and Cohen and Flynn, and he's going to take over the world.
Time for more Trump tweets. You ready?
Yes.
It would seem very hard to obstruct justice for a crime that never happened. Witch hunt. That was it. That was yesterday.
But it's, you know, look, it's true. It is so true. And you've got other questions. I mean, here's another question that asks what discussions Donald Trump may have had regarding any meeting with Mr. Putin. Do we not remember a meeting with Barack Obama? Hey,
tell Vlad when I get reelected, I'll have some more flexibility.
Yeah, we can't talk about that, okay?
But every conversation that Donald Trump had with Vladimir Putin is now under scrutiny. And I saw a couple things. I saw a couple questions, Chris. What were you thinking when you fired James Comey?
You know, it's funny. In fact, I wish we had a list.
What does it matter what Donald Trump was thinking? Why does that even come into play?
And you know, here, you know what? I think we should do this the right way, Matt. And as you ask those questions, I will answer as though I'm Donald Trump.
Okay.
Let's do that again. All right.
Mr. Trump, what were you thinking when you fired James Comey?
I'm sorry, it was tweeting. Could you please repeat the question?
Yes, Mr. Trump.
Yes.
What were you thinking when you fired FBI Director James Comey?
Hold on just a second. Can someone get me another Diet Coke, please? I'm only on my ninth this morning.
Hey, Mr. Trump, pay attention.
Yes. Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Pay attention.
Bob, you're terrific. You're the greatest, Bob. What was your question again?
What were you thinking when you fired James Comey?
I was thinking about ordering some KFC because it's delicious and it's really good with a knife and a fork, especially if you're on a private jet.
I can't keep this up because it's funny.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was the question again?
Yeah. Well, you know, the idiocy, we're playing around here, which is kind of funny. But
well, can you imagine that interview? Because it probably wouldn't be too far off from what just occurred.
Well, it has to be. I mean, literally, you would have to. You couldn't say anything as President Trump because if you do, that is suicide.
I almost wish Donald Trump would do exactly what we just said.
Yeah,
what were you thinking when you fired James Comey? I was thinking Big Macs are terrific. They're delicious. McDonald's, I'm loving it. That's what I'm thinking. I mean, you just answer those nonsensical questions. You figure after about 15 minutes, Mueller would get tired and give up?
Well, you would think, because at some point, you and I have sit here and said this, and we've got these questions here, and we know.
I want more questions. I want to do more of these.
You know, that would be a great segment, by the way. But this question here that really stands out that Fox News went after is this whole deal with this faulty premise of this conspiracy theory that Trump intervened in the process of drafting the Republican Party's 2016 platform to weaken its stance on the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Remember that? Remember that invasion of Ukraine that Barack Obama did nothing?
Yeah, what about that?
You know, in that question is, what involvement did you have concerning platform changes regarding arming Ukraine?
Hold on just a moment, Bob. I'm still tweeting. Yes, Bob Mueller, complete loser, asking me stupid questions. I ain't got time for this. Hashtag witch hunt wall. What was the question again, Bob?
Oh.
Once again, it's that ridiculous.
Debunked. I mean, this has been debunked.
Yeah.
We're going into these questions. And the thing with me, and I'm sitting there talking to producer Ron last night, and I'm like, what is this? I mean, what were you thinking? I mean, I want Donald Trump to say, you know what I was thinking, Robert? You really want to know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking the entire intelligence agency is politicized and I need to clean house. And I'm the president of the United States, and I can do that. Article 2.
Huge.
Thank you.
Huge. What involvement did you have concerning the platform changes regarding arming Ukraine, Mr. President? You know what I'm thinking, Bob? I'm thinking I'm going to have 2 scoops of ice cream later. You're going to have 1. How do you like that? Small apples.
But it's we're calling out the absurdity of this because this is what it is.
Hashtag sad.
It's absurd. It's absurd. It's a witch hunt. It is an investigation that you and I, Chris, you and I taxpayers, are paying for. That is a bridge to nowhere. I mean, this literally, when does this end? When does this stop? When do you look at this and you say, you know what? This is done. We're done putting money into it. The intelligence communities have found nothing. The IG report's coming out. This is nothing but a setup to catch Trump, to slip him up so that there's some kind of secondary deal, some kind of technicality that they can catch him on because they have nothing. They have zero.
You know, I got an actual quote from the president when they asked him if he did obstruct justice. And they said, you know, Mr. President, we think you may have obstructed justice.
Wrong.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah. I mean, look, I mean, we sit here and we have fun with this. But in the end, this is all Trump derangement syndrome. This is all. I mean, look at what's going on. We talked about the millennials yesterday, Chris. We talked about millennials leaving Democrats in droves. We talked about millennials getting more money in their paychecks. We talked about the economy getting better. We talked about North Korea. I mean, Trump's right in his tweet. I mean, the White House is chugging along even though all of this stuff is going down. Everything is getting done. I mean, you've got North Korea. You've got negotiations with trade deficits. You've got NAFTA. You've got all of this stuff going on, and the economy is just booming. Jobs are everywhere. People are seeing more money in their paychecks. And what are the Democrats running on? Hating Trump. We hate Trump. He has to be guilty.
He's got to be. He has to be. That's the only logical conclusion.
I mean, he couldn't do all this and not be guilty, right?
Mr. President, what were you thinking when you fired James Comey? I was thinking about Rosatom, maybe Uranium One. I was thinking of complete loser, low-energy Hillary Clinton. What about that, Bob? Did you look into that? How about no?
How about Lois Lerner?
Hashtag sad.
How about the IRS?
Hashtag low-energy.
How about the Clintons? How about the Clinton Global Initiative? The Clinton Foundation? Anything? Hey, don't go anywhere. We're just
hashtag
getting
Lewinsky.
And cigars. We're just getting started here on the Conservative Cartel. Don't go anywhere. Donald Trump. He's fully supporting term limits. That's interesting. We're going to talk about that much more. The cartel rolls on this Wednesday.
This is the Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable,
This is the Conservative Cartel. Now, here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Hold on, I'll bring this back in the show when I'm done tweeting. Believe me, it's a huge tweet.
Welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. I am Chris X, along with Madlock. You've reached the final segment of the first hour.
Right.
Just 1 hour. The second hour is just getting ready. Right now, we're loading it in the barrel.
Yeah.
Getting it ready. Yeah. Going to fire it. Hour number two is on the way. Don't go away. If you want to get in line, we may be able to. It's a short segment. We might be able to get you in this segment. If not, we'll get you at the top of the hour. The Patriot Mobile Hotline, 202-866-7466, is wide open. So if you want to jump in, 202-866-7466. Speaking of barrels and loading them, you know, if you go to theconservativecartel.com,
yeah,
you could register to win yourself an AR-15 Diamondback Firearm American Made. What about that?
Yeah, you need to head over to DiamondbackFirearms.com. Great, great, great partner of the Conservative Cartel. We are giving away that Diamondback DB15 EMLB on Friday. Friday. Ooh. This Friday.
If you can't wait till Friday to win it, as Matt said, go to DiamondbackFirearms.com. If you want to win it, you have to go to TheConservativeCartel.com, okay? And registers VIP. It pops up right there. You register. You get discounts on. See that little logo that was on there? The one right here?
Yeah.
For those watching?
Yep.
You can get a decal. You can get the hat that Matt's wearing. You can get all kinds. You get discounts. Just go register, and heck, you may walk away with a nice brand new AR-15. That'd be pretty sweet.
You have until tomorrow, by the way. Tomorrow is the cutoff for that drawing on Friday, so you have to be a VIP by tomorrow.
That's it. It's cut off. By the way, for those watching on the Liberty Eagle Facebook page and the Conservative Cartel Facebook page, newsflash, this is just in. Matt, I'm gonna put the sign up. Wait a minute. Oh, it turns out Chris X wins the AR-15.
Oh, no!
Hashtag fake news. It's not real.
Oh,
I didn't win it.
Facebook must be in charge of that. I mean, they must have found that. And now they're putting it in smaller print, and they're ranking its trustworthiness. We're going to get that in hour two.
Oh, we got a ton of stuff to get into. Obviously, I'm not going to win the AR-15.
No.
I tried, and
but I'll tell you what, we're going to talk to Diamondback Firearms and see if we can't wrangle up some stuff here. I'm just going to tell you right now, there might be some ARs show up on some doorsteps.
What?
Just saying.
You know, one could show up on my doorstep. I wouldn't complain one bit, Matt.
You know what I would not complain about, Chris X?
Well, what's that?
Term limits.
Oh, term limits. You know, there's been people like Ted Cruz and certain people in Congress that really want term limits, but very few of them. Turns out President Donald Trump, he's endorsed the idea, said he too would like term limits of Congress. What a deal.
Hey, he gave the full support. And look, we're watching as we're seeing these dinosaurs like a John McCain. Like, who is the guy in Alabama that's a Thad Cochran? Sick. I mean, that dude's like 89,000 years old. I mean, Maxine Waters, I didn't even say this. Maxine Waters, did you see what she said about Kanye on Monday? She weighed in on the Kanye West's recent comments about President Trump.
I'm going to go on a limb.
Praising the rapper. I want to say this. Praising the rapper for his contributions to the African-American community.
Uh-huh.
By also saying he just talked out of turn.
Get
back on the plantation.
So she tweeted something ignorant and racist. Shocking.
She said he sometimes needs help, Chris, formulating his thoughts.
Well, she can help him with that, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, she still believes that Bush is president, or is that Pelosi?
I can't keep up.
I mean, you know, it's the funny thing, but we've got these dinosaurs in Congress. We've got these dinosaurs that were around when they really were writing on stone tablets. They were chipping with chisels and a hammer and stone. I mean, we've got people running our government. We've got no fresh ideas.
Right now, unfortunately, the only term limitation, and I hate to say this because God bless him, is John McCain. He's not running again because he's dying. He's got, and that,
well, the dude's like 99,000 years old.
Well, he's old, and once again, he went through a lot. I get that, but that's the only thing. Trump tweeted out, I recently had a terrific meeting with a bipartisan group of freshman lawmakers who feel very strongly in favor of congressional term limits.
Yes.
I gave them my full support and endorsement for their efforts. And I agree, 100%.
Well, give Congress, they get 2 years. Let's give Congress 6 years. Let's give the senators, instead of 6 years, let's give the senator 8 years, and then get your butt out. It was never meant to be a full-time job. And you shouldn't get lifetime retirement because you were there 2 years.
Hashtag bingo.
Idiocy.
The money.
Don't go anywhere. We got Facebook in the next hour. We got North Korea in the next hour. We've got illegal immigration in the next hour. You're going to want to stick around. Chris X, Matlock, Sexual Chocolate. He's in there pushing the buttons. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be doing all kinds of things and much more. Stick around. Cartel be back on the other side.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using MyPillow, because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer, dryer, it comes out like new? Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow, you end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.